Christians are being denied aid in Indonesia's quake zone. Agents of Change and Hope gather in Central Asia, and a ministry launches a recruiting tour with the help of a DVD. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A powerful earthquake shook eastern Indonesia Friday, causing panic among residents. The region's recovering from a 7.6 magnitude quake that devastated western Sumatra last month, killing more than 1,000 people. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says they're finding out now that not everyone's getting help.
It's the Chinese Christians who also have been discriminated against in the aid distribution, both on ethnic and religious reasons. In this case, it seems to be pretty much strategically planned.
Open Doors is responding too.
Christian colleagues are there distributing aid to Christian families who have been overlooked and those who are in serious conditions.
Esterbrook says they're calling attention to the situation. You can help.
Pray for our colleagues that God will help them to find all of our brothers and sisters who need help, and that the body of Christ in Indonesia would be a channel of love and hope to the people of that area.
Next, Bible Translation is combating Islam in northern Nigeria. The Seed Company, a Wycliffe family of organizations, is encouraging nationals to do Bible translation. They want to see Bible translation started in every language by 2025. Seed Company President Roy Peterson says Bible translation is important not only to see souls saved, but entire countries.
The majority religion will sweep across any area where the scriptures have not been translated, but if the people have the Word of God in their heart language, then the people group is much stronger to resist some of the dominating religions of the world.
Peterson says there are 50 projects underway in northern Nigeria, and now the tide's turning. Peterson says funding is needed, and it's easy for anyone to help through their OneVerse.org program.
For $26 a verse, people, young people, families are sponsoring a verse of scripture every month. At a level that almost any family could afford to be involved in translation.
Pray more people will join OneVerse.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Russian Ministries reports a recent agent of hope in Central Asia. Held in Kyrgyzstan, an international pastors conference focused on management and the church's role in society. Participants learned effective leadership and how to work with outcasts of society. A strategy was also presented to train and equip next generation church leaders. Russian Ministries mobilizes these leaders to transform society with the gospel. You can support this program. There's a link at our website. Meanwhile, more than 200 people from all around the United States joined the Crescent Project's Oasis 2009 conference this past weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana. Founder and president of the ministry, Fuad Masri, describes it.
It's designed to mobilize, equip, and encourage Christians in North America to reach out in love to Muslims who have moved here into this country.
Outreach to Muslims hasn't been top priority for Christians. Masri says,
for every million Muslims, we have two missionaries, which means each one has to reach 500,000.
Most Christians are either afraid or don't know where to begin. The reality is most Muslims want to know about Jesus and the Bible. To help you, Masri says Oasis 2009 conference sessions are available online.
There is a podcast that can download. You can get the CDs from the conference. There are a lot of sessions. The main sessions are recorded, and some of the breakout sessions
Their Bridges small group study is also available on their website. And now you can see what it would be like to serve in Asia. Operation Mobilization's Asia Challenge teams released a new recruiting DVD. There are three versions to choose from. Each gives prospective missionaries a taste of Asia. Testimonies and interviews of ACT missionaries are included, and an overview of the 1 or 2 year program. Pray that the resource will be widely used and moves believers into service. To learn more about OM's Asia program, click on the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available 2 DVDs, Keys to the Middle East, and Storybook of Sat7, 2 free high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.